Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Social movements, parties, and associations of the Baixada Santista, a region of the Brazilian state of Sao Paulo, condemned in their solidarity convention the U.S. blockade that overwhelms Cuba today more than ever. In a final letter, the forum recalls that the policy of hostilities of the previous administration of Donald Trump in the United States implemented, starting in 2017, unprecedented measures and actions against the Cuban people. The missive denounces that that administration applied more than 240 measures aimed at intensifying the economic siege that, not even during the COVID-19 pandemic, was attenuated. The sixth regional meeting of Cuban residents in Latin America and the Caribbean will take place from June 16 to 18 in the Venezuelan state of La Guaira, showing that living in other geographic scenarios has not stopped them from loving their homeland. The collective feeling that Cuban citizenship is much more than aceric, cabula, or street rumba will gather around 100 Cubans living in Venezuela, Brazil, Colombia, Nicaragua, Mexico, Guatemala, Trinidad and Tobago, Uruguay, Panama, Dominican Republic, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Bolivia, Argentina, Jamaica, Haiti, and Ecuador. The members of the Permanent Conference of Political Parties of Latin America and the Caribbean, COPPAL, condemned the United States blockade against Cuba and repeated their solidarity with the Cuban people. At the conclusion of the 51st plenary meeting of the conference, which brings together more than 70 parties from the continent, the delegates unanimously approved a resolution condemning the intensified economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the government of the United States on Cuba for more than 60 years, the document added. The Washington Post affirmed in a recent article that for the next pandemic, it is necessary to let Cuba vaccinate the world to avoid a disaster like that of HIV/AIDS-19, a disease that has so far caused the death of more than 15 million people. According to the text, the World Health Organization met last week in Geneva to begin to discuss a preparedness agreement for future pandemic events. Although the measures to be taken by the WHO are not known, they will not recommend easing U.S. sanctions against Cuba's domestic biology industry, which has the means to develop cutting-edge vaccines and treatments and share them with countries for which it is impossible to pay the premium prices of first-world pharmaceutical companies. The U.S. newspaper described this position as a mistake and recalls how Cuba decided to share its vaccines with the world in spite of all the obstacles to the manufacture and certification. The Portuguese municipality of Cuba took new steps to promote bilateral ties with Cuba, especially in culture. João Português, a mayor of the town, located 18 kilometers from Beja in the Alentejo region, highlighted the importance of these ties. In an increasingly globalized world, but unfortunately less tolerant and peaceful, it is essential to establish cultural relations between peoples. The city council is committed to create ties with other countries, understanding that intercultural dialogue is a fundamental aspect for the comprehension of differences and for the construction of a culture of peace, he said. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.